We can hear you. Your
okay.
So you hear great, or you sound great.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure.
I guess we wait for you now because you click the button. Oh, so whenever you're ready.
What are we talking about here, boys?
Snoop looks old. Okay. I feel prepared.
McDonald's, the official sponsor of the Olympics.
I'm loving it. Welcome to Idol. I Dream of Lists. My name is Scott.
And I'm Evan.
This is episode 98. I don't feel like
98
we needed,
degrees episode.
We didn't need to play that song. I could have sang it for you. It's so good.
Was that your first dance?
No. Unfortunately, no. RIP to the Nick Lachey, Jessica Simpson connection. Paul's here. Paul's here.
Special I'm here. Guest. I wouldn't miss the Julian Peterson episode. Spartan Dogs, 98. 10 years in the NFL. Give it up.
Was he 98? It's debatable.
He was not at Michigan State. Mm. I'm almost positive. Mm.
Big career with the 49ers, figured out. So good for them.
Sure. Big Steve Young fan.
They were pretty shitty then, though, weren't they? Like early aughts?
They're mediocre. No, it was like Steve Young.
Steve Young?
He was still Jerry around? Rice. That was like the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying when Julian Peterson was there, name one other player. Ruben Drones?
Oh, the throwback machine.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, really. Like running back / fullback.
Yeah. Deuce Staley. He played out there for a couple of years.
Vernon Davis.
There you go. That's a good one. Terrell Owens. There you go. We found one. Found one people know. Anyway, yeah, we're here. We're back. It's great to be here for our weekly podcast. How do you guys feel?
Why are you so tense? You're so tense.
I don't know. Mic. I don't know how to sit.
What do I do with my hands?
Problem is I sit in this chair all day. And so now I have to sit here.
Is this your first time?
It is. Do you even know how to drive? Not everyone knows how to do everything. Yeah. So I think you should leave draft will happen at some point. What's happened in the last month, folks? Evan, you're in a new place. How's the internet over there?
Solid. Solid.
Good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's Xfinity and they're doing really well. So I hate it, but no interruptions.
And free Peacock.
I don't think we're allowed to swear on this thing. Honestly,
free Peacock for the Olympics. Am I right?
Jeff Garcia. That's who.
Yep, that's a good call. Former Lion legend.
Also, yeah.
Here's the best backup in the league.
How many people are actually watching the network Peacock or the streaming service Peacock? Like,
no,
slim to none.
I think they thought this was going to be like a big push
and like a coming out party.
Yeah, it's like I'm not that committed to it.
I even have Peacock. I don't know what's on there that I'm not getting on the TV.
The one show I do want to watch is Girls 5 Eva, which was co-produced by Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's about a girl group in the 90s in present day that are old and trying to make it again.
Like 98 degrees, but girls.
But girls. if only there was a girl group out there that we could have referenced in that case, but there isn't.
But there just isn't.
Never has been.
No.
I think Michael Schur has a TV show out there too, which might be good.
Probably is.
Good track record.
No idea.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine comes back next week.
Creator of every good show on NBC ever. Does it come back next week? Hell yeah. So. Final season.
Final season.
Sad. Well, yeah. Should we go into some food topics? Classic idol chit chat.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the transition was impeccable.
Well, I had a perfect transition to the Olympics, but it was too early.
It was way too early. Way too early.
Screwed it up.
I don't know where my food thing is, though. Okay.
Hey, we'll vamp for you.
I think I deleted it.
Sports, huh?
Man, best food, huh? Let's talk about food's good.
Oh, here it is. Food. I got it. I
like
I got
food.
It.
Or
so is that what's actually happening right now? Is it eat or beat it?
I didn't know that was happening. And I totally forgot about the theme song. So happy we brought it back.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, first one up. In McDonald's, available now. Going off of the BTS meal, the sweet meal. There we go.
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
That can't be right.
That can't be it.
God, you're old.
Oh, sorry. Saweetie.
There you go.
There's an IE at the end. I have no idea who this is. It's in very nice cursive. I'm sure he or she is a nice person. Big Mac, 4-piece chicken nuggets, medium fries, medium Sprite. You don't get a choice on your drink.
Is that true?
Tangy.
That can't be true.
Medium Sprite. Tangy barbecue sauce and a sweetie and sour sauce, which is your normal sweet and sour sauce, just rebranded.
So this entire meal,
they're gonna be like, no, not part of the sweetie meal.
you can add it on the side, sir, but you got to say plus ranch.
Same with the Sprite.
Yeah,
I think it's great that the entire meal was developed just for the little packet of sweet and sour sauce, so they could make the connection.
Right.
I'm great. Sorry. So sweetie and sour sauce.
Like, why not just make it like a 10-piece nugget meal?
Yeah. So. What's the value here? I mean, if it's like a couple bucks.
I don't know. Does not say.
Let's assume it's $6.
It's got to be in the $5 range.
Yeah.
Was the BTS meal or the Travis Scott meal like the same thing where they just took existing menu items and put it together? Fucking rubbish. Yes. I thought they were actually like different burgers and stuff.
The BTS meal reportedly grew sales by 25%.
Not true.
Insane. Why? It's not like there's any novelty to it. It's just picking a bunch of random stuff.
Don't go after the
BTS. On principle, no. Wait. That's beat it for me. I'm not a McDonald's person. I hate this in theory. No, that's beat it.
Good. But yeah, please pick a fight with the BTS army because we need followers.
This is all a beat it for me. I'm just going to pick what I want. And you're narrowing in my choices. Also, chicken McNuggets, one of the worst nuggets in the fast food industry.
Sure.
So,
sure. Once
they and the get Big DJ Mac's overrated Pies, too. I don't need that either.
Once they get a DJ Pies meal, come talk to me.
So, I mean, I'm in talks, but we have to develop our own food because I'm not going to roll with this, like, just combine some shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with the chefs.
Pies.
Would you put an apple pie at the end? No.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
I'd be against it, but I'd understand the marketing sway that would have. Yeah.
People, that's what you're best known
apple
for.
Pies. Yeah.
I get it. That's the sweet and sour, the sweetie and sour of my
I name. Thought you were referencing when your mom bought McDonald's apple pies.
It wasn't McDonald's. My mom did not because she still didn't know she didn't have pies. It was a Walgreens pie, I believe.
What a great PR story at the launch of that. Just like, yeah, you know, I've always loved them ever since my mom bought them for Thanksgiving. Right. And
Really, okay. Really nostalgic for the McDonald's apple pie.
Was it like the Hostess ones? Okay, like
yeah, it was the little Hostess ones.
Like the pie calzones.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were. They come in cherry, apple.
Yeah. Oh, Justin, I'm familiar.
Yeah. Okay.
Just not at Thanksgiving.
Just a quick aside. Ben Wyatt's rants about calzones is one of my favorite things in Parks and Recs, where he thinks it's the best meal out there.
Yeah, I mean, he makes a solid argument.
Did I tell the story of this past Thanksgiving on the pod? No. I mean, I won't go into too much detail, but let's just say the mother, the host,
find a turkey?
Was not going to buy a turkey.
That's right.
So I don't know what's worse, forgetting the pies or forgetting the turkey. Ugh, I don't know.
Turkey, for sure.
Well, I thought you were going to bring the turkey, Scott.
I was going to drive it from Chicago. You know, the turkeys are better at the Jewel on Ashland versus the ones in the Detroit area.
That's what I've heard.
Anyway, do we have another one?
Moving Kitty Corner across the street to Red Robin. We got three
big fan
meals.
Yeah.
The bottomless
Scorpion Gourmet Burger. A burger topped with scorpion pepper sauce, pepper jack cheese, fried jalapeno coins, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions, jalapenos, and a roasted scorpion sauce, garlic aioli, and a sesame seed bun. It's essentially like jalapeno toppers with spicy stuff.
I would never order this. I would love to like get it for the table and everyone gets a bit to try. Like I'd like to try it, but I'm never gonna eat that and be satisfied. So I think that's a beat it.
This is definitely something that I would order because I'm like, I like hot stuff. This will be good. And then about halfway through, I will 100% regret it and wish I could enjoy my meal. So
yeah.
The sensible side says beat it. It's just too much. I love jalapenos, but
As much as you may enjoy the meal, you're going to lose the next day. Let's be honest.
Need some point that way.
Yeah. okay. And then they renamed a drink, called it a gold fashioned. Jim Beam bourbon, Grand Marnier, simple syrup, bitters, orange wedge, and a cherry. Isn't that just it's pretty much an old fashioned.
That seems like an old fashioned.
What did they do different with Grand Marnier?
Yeah, I think that was it.
I mean, sure. Eat it. Sounds good.
I'd gulp one.
Old fashions are one of my favorites, so I'd chug it.
No one's going to go with a gulping.
I'm joking.
I'm joking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's all. Okay. That's all. There wasn't that much in August.
Guys, I'm a big Red Robin fan. I don't know about you. From like a chain restaurant place, I'm there for it.
Who got that? That looks good.
You want a bite of my burger, sir?
I do.
Last time I was at Red Robin, they had the little screens at the table that allowed you to pay without talking to anyone.
That's nice. I love
and
that.
It was one of my favorite dining experiences ever.
Very European
because you had zero interaction with other people.
Well, I didn't have to wait for the bill.
Uh-huh. Oh, very true.
Very now true. That's very not European because in Europe you sit there for like an hour because they don't want to bug you. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Can't talk to my about anything more.
Yeah, like what else?
Yeah, the phones.
Yeah, the Colosseum's wonderful.
Yeah, let's go to the Vatican tomorrow.
Wow, it was really old.
Yes, yes, Uncle Remus, the catfish are huge.
but it's a global world out there, am I right? And you know, it's good to learn about other cultures and see how athletic people are in different countries.
Nice.
And they do that once every 2 years or three.
Yep. You're talking about Olympics. Ba, ba, na,
ba, ba, ba. I didn't pull the sound for that one.
Oh, that's
I'm surprised you guys couldn't tell.
No, I got it. Sounded like the old MS-DOS version of the Olympic Games. There's some bad Olympics video games out there, folks.
Except for Nagano.
They were never good.
Nagano 98.
Nagano was a good one. That's true. Lots to talk about with the Olympics.
So I got. Are you guys watching? I'm watching. Watching every day. Every day, every night.
Reluctantly.
I've watched probably a collective 20 minutes.
Really?
Almost nothing.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I just don't care.
Oh, I really don't care. I'm with you there. Like the US loses and I'm like, sure.
Well, the timing is like I'll wake up and be like, oh, I wonder if the basketball team won. It's like, yeah, they won at 3 a.m. And I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm not gonna like watch the replay or anything. I don't know. It's just, yeah, not the, I just don't care.
The time difference is a struggle.
Yeah.
I watch the primetime summary
every evening. Will say it is like near impossible to figure out when teams are actually playing. Like to find out when the basketball team is playing or who they're playing even, it took me like half a day to figure out who they're playing for the gold medal. And I have no idea when that game is.
Yeah.
That's on NBC.
They made it to the gold medal game.
I didn't even know that.
They were down by like 20 in the game I was watching. Did they win that? I don't know.
They've only lost one.
Australia was kicking their ass.
A friend of mine texted me that Zach LaVine has his longest winning streak since he was at UCLA with the USA basketball team.
Heyo.
What are the bowls?
And it's four games. It's four games.
We'll talk about the bowls. We're going all in. No, I agree. I think the time difference makes it tough, and the fact that I don't watch any of these sports ever is tough.
I don't know anybody except the basketball.
I'm impressed. Oh. I've watched approximately 20 seconds of gymnastics. And usually that's like the thing that's on for a week. I missed the entire thing. I have no idea what's going on.
I'm so surprised I'm the only one here that's like, I'm a gymnastic critique master for these 3 weeks.
Are you the US judge?
Yeah.
Oh, by far. I'm the Russian judge. No, my problem is I don't know what I'm looking at. Like, it's not entertaining to me because they're doing all these flips and I'm like, wow, that's cool. Her knee bent a little. Like,
I have a trampoline in my backyard.
I will say Bill Murray's suggestion from the Summer Olympic or from Winter Olympics. Just have an average Joe or Jane compete.
Yeah.
Like in the finals with everyone else, just to show you how difficult these things are.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. Like, it's incredible what they're doing. I have no idea how they're doing it. Miracle.
Even like the swimming, right? This year's invention was they clocked. They had like a meters per second.
I do like that. That's a good feature.
I want to know what the average person's meters per second. Like, they're going at 37.
I'd be dead.
Yeah.
What's like the 1500 meter one?
Oh.
That's insane. Yeah. They're just swimming for like,
they go to commercial minutes. Breaks.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever swam an Olympic length pool?
I don't know if I have.
I feel like I did in like
both ways.
I've done it
not fast, like as part of swimming lessons as a kid.
I did it once in college and I was like huffing and puffing a quarter of the way through. Like, I thought I was going to drown.
Oh, it's the most impressive. I think it's the most impressive sport.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I like how when they get done, nobody breathes. It's the same thing with the running. They're like, and they cross the finish line, they all just hold their breath because they're like, no, that was nothing.
Yeah.
Then they get to the interview and they finally breathe out and you're like, sir, I can't hear you.
Yeah. When they do the one, not the one lap, but just like one way across swimming.
Yeah, that's a no breath.
That's a no breath.
That's crazy.
Yeah. First of all, I have a hard enough time keep holding my breath for 2 minutes in general.
Let's see. Should we do it? Here we go.
This is the most exciting podcast.
My favorite part of when they're done swimming is that they slap the water like a child. Boy. Mm-hmm. I'm literally like a 5-year-old. I just won a gold medal.
That's pretty good. Enough.
Yeah.
I think water polo for me is super impressive because I can't tread water for that.
Yeah.
For like
insane.
A few minutes after that, I'm kind of done. And these guys are doing it for the whole time. Guys and girls.
Yeah.
Plus, like, even if someone my own weight comes up to me and tries to pull me under, I'll start to panic. But like even Landon at 30 pounds comes up to me and tries to like hang on me, I start to panic if I can't touch the ground.
Yeah. It's an uncomfortable feeling. Drowning is an uncomfortable feeling.
In summary, drowning is not good.
Wouldn't recommend. Let's not do that.
1 out of 10, wouldn't recommend.
But waterboarding, not torture. Not torture.
You know what else sucks? These top 5 worst spots in the Olympics. Let's go.
Okay, the list this week.
Done.
Worst Olympic sports ranked.
Rank them.
I thought, so when you originally said, oh, that's like the best or the most impressive sport, I was about to jump in and Scott's like, well, you know what else is impressive?
Sorry.
Number 5 on this list. Something that if someone's done it, they'll tell you they've done it thousands of times. I've completed 3 of them. A marathon.
They say going vegan.
Ooh, nice.
Fuck no.
The marathons suck.
Let's clarify. We're not saying that these people aren't impressive and they don't work hard. We're saying from a viewer standpoint, what's the worst? And the marathon sucks.
A 2-hour spectacle of people just running. It is just as bad as, I'm going to say it right now, Tour de France.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worse. At least in the Tour de France, you could have a crash or something.
Speaking of crash, Paul. I don't understand the marathon. I think it's a great Olympic sport. I think the people who achieve it are great, but it's more so it's not fun to watch. I think that's what we're saying is these aren't that fun to watch.
That's not fun. And we kind of know who's going to win. So there's that too. If you're going to run for that long, at least bring a gun into it, you know, shoot a gun.
Are you talking about the biathlon now?
Yes. That's cross-country skiing, I understand.
It is a winter event.
Yeah.
How is the U.S. not dominating the shooting?
It's embarrassing. Got to get more guns out there is what I say.
That's a good point.
Number 4 on the list. This was controversial, I'd say. Diving. Diving.
We might have messed this one up.
Yeah,
it's probably not in the worst.
Not that bad.
It's impressive. I can like barely dive into a pool.
Oh yeah,
flat footed and not like just total belly flop. So the stuff that these people are doing is insane.
I watched synchronized diving and platform diving over this Olympics thing. First of all, synchronized diving, just wow. That's all I gotta say. Just wow.
Yeah. Isn't it funny though? Like these people have dedicated their lives to synchronized diving. What a random thing to be like, this is my passion. Like, I'd love to,
how do you get into it?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to one of these folks and be like, what, just tell me the story. What happened?
It's you and the other person accidentally dived off of a diving board at the same time, and you're like, maybe we should do this.
Whoa.
We have a similar body type and shape, and we both do similar activities. Who was the first person that's like, you know what we should make? Diving's fun. Why don't we do it at the same time and make it a sport? Like, when was synchronized diving even introduced?
You know what?
It was introduced by a bad person who just went, and twins, when he said diving. Yeah. Bring that back.
Classic.
What I didn't know about diving, a lot of them, or some of them, so you enter the water like palms down. Some of them have custom-made wrist guards because they have broken their wrist because of the impact against the water, so that their wrist doesn't bend back all
they
the
go
way.
Down like palms.
You go down like that so that you can create a
wow a
vacuum, so you don't have a splash.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
In your research, yeah.
I mean, I agree.
this is what 3 hours a night of research looks like.
I agree that we messed this up. I'll say that our reasoning was similar to my gymnastics reasoning of, I'll watch a dive and go, well, the splash was too big. And then they'll get like a 10.0 or whatever. And I'm like, well, I guess it wasn't big. What do I know? What am I watching here? So that was my reasoning, at least. But not as bad as the next three on the list. Am I right?
Synchronized diving first in the Olympics in 2000. So pre-9/11.
Attracting that young audience.
So exciting. Number three on the list is coming up here shortly.
Number three on the list, canoeing. I watched this the other day. I watched Canoe Slalom. First of all, they're not in a canoe. They're in a kayak. Let's just get that out there.
I learned that last night. I was watching it. I'm like, oh, kayaking. I've never seen that. And then the thing popped up and it's like canoeing.
Yeah, it's a bullshit. Carbon fiber kayak.
A leisure activity cannot be a competitive sport. Just, it's as simple as that.
Like, I mean, these folks are strong.
Out there, they like packed a lunch and they have a fishing pole and they're going for the gold medal. Thing.
They wear helmets. I know that much.
This isn't like whitewater rafting, though, is it?
That's the other thing, is it's all man-made.
Yeah.
So there's this like safety element to it. Not about it. Not about that. What I did find funny was they were the canoers this year. Let's call them what they are. Kayakers were complaining that the water was too warm and they were wearing ice vests because they were getting too hot in the water.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting.
Hold on. Just one quick aside. That Limp Bizkit clip. That threw me so off guard.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, we're obviously talking about Carl Havoc, and I think you should leave Reddit has a very good clip from Limp Bizkit that turns into, I don't want to spoil it.
AKA Carmen Liguzia.
it was so good. I laughed pretty hard at that one.
Is everything okay there, Pais?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hear crying. So,
I'm on a podcast.
Is he over here? We'll work through it.
Number two
on the list. This is one that people might not know. I mean, we'll say it's karate in general, but I specified kata, which I learned is essentially, it's a pattern of movements that you're judged. So it's like a mock fight, And so it's all about your form in the karate world.
It's what Mac from Always Sunny in Philadelphia called putting on a clinic.
There you go.
Yeah. Last night was kata and I did not watch
it. Oh, I missed it. Shoot.
Every now and then they take a four box look from NFL Red Zone when they go four box. And they show you four events at once and they talk a little bit about it. And the highlight went to kata, and the guy, I forgot whoever the main guy is at NBC, did not talk about it. He's like, well, that's going on at NBCUniversal.com. And then he went to and then the box was still highlighted. And then he went on to the next one. And
dump it. Say?
Yeah. It looked
dump it.
So dumb. It's
a bad idea.
It was just a woman in karate uniform going through movements, making the sound. Not fighting anyone.
So is there like a
Olympic karate sport
where they do fight someone?
Like judo.
Yeah, or taekwondo, I think is a.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not actually, but like karate itself is not actually engaging in.
Know what? This is really bad, but I don't want to guess. I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
Don't do the
actual before I get in trouble here.
The actual pronunciation is karate.
Don't do the voice.
God, I forgot about that one.
I was waiting for one of you guys to do this.
All right, so that's karate.
Leave it the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Kata. We have a number one worst Olympic sport.
Number one on the list. Just in general, equestrian.
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
Oh.
The dancing and the galloping.
Yeah.
This is more of a moral thing than anything for us.
I mean, we've said it before.
Yeah, but it's just not.
And it's boring. Yeah. Yes,
it's boring.
I mean, but watching a horse jump is kind of cool. Majestic.
Is it over water? Sure, as a getaway over a couple exploding barrels. A hell yes.
Yeah.
Nine over times. A designated course? No, thank you.
If this is a Olympic event for human beings, why isn't like dog training where they like run through the tunnels
the Purina dog challenge thing?
I'd much rather watch that.
Hell yeah.
Also the frisbee toss.
Yeah. Fuck into the water when they throw that thing and they have to jump. Oh man.
100%.
Yeah, that would all be better.
That's much of a human Olympic sport as this. I'm just gonna go and say it. Unpopular.
In both instances, the Purina physical challenge, as I like to call it, they give the award to the dog. Okay, this that's one true. Goes to the human. Good doesn't point. Go to the horse.
Yeah,
he or she just sat on the animal. Okay, the animal did all the tricks.
Yeah, that animal just went on a 17-hour flight.
Yeah,
can you imagine? Flew these animals over to Tokyo. What are we doing?
What does the horse think that's going on? Like, yeah, why don't you just load up in this plane for 17 hours? You're not going to the
Blue
Factory.
Just so you know, that horse ain't coming home.
Oh man,
that's gotta be what's going through your head. It's gotta be.
it's like your dog going to the vet. They get on the plane, they start panicking.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure over in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
If you break your leg there.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
Gonna end up on the menu.
I was about to say, you don't know if you're glue at that point.
Oh, boy. Well, so that's the reason.
Thanks for saving us for ourselves. Yeah,
good job. That's the list. Apologies. We'll get to the comments, but shout out to Emily for being upset about our equestrian call out. It's fair. She rides horses, so she has an affinity for the sport, I think.
Or and Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Like Bruce Springsteen. Anyway, the list was marathon, diving, canoeing, or kayaking, more specifically, karate or kata, and then equestrian. And that's the list. That's it. That's what we did.
Yeah.
3 weeks solid ago. List.
3 weeks God, ago on our weekly podcast.
Damn, we suck. Yeah.
I'm gonna go as we quickly transition. I know we're talking about worst events, but I want to bring up Eric's comment. I think 3-on-3 basketball would be a great event. 3-on-3 street ball would be a great event.
That's kind of what it is. I mean, it's like
hot sauce. Get hot sauce out there.
Yeah. The professor.
Damn it. Hot like tomatoes. Hot.
Robbie Hummel, I think, is on the team. Remember that guy?
Robbie. Well, yeah, he's an announcer on BTN now.
Yeah.
I hate Robbie Hummel. He spent 4 years making shots.
He also represents the Olympics in 3-on-3 basketball.
Oh, so it is an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
It is?
So yeah. There you go.
When did Skip to My Lou play?
There it is. That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
I came up with hot sauce, but I was really looking for that one.
Yeah.
God, the and one mixtape.
I had so many and one shirts in the 90s. I wish I kept them.
You have one that says like no blood, no foul.
Back in the day, they had this thing called three ball, I think. And it was like a touring basketball 3-on-3 tournament. My buddies and I, we were in like freshman year of high school. We entered and it was at the Palace. So it was like in the parking lot. What?
Was it Gus Macker?
I don't know.
Remember those? Okay.
No. You must have gotten your ass
absolutely destroyed. We even did like practice the day before. We're like, we got this. I don't think we took it seriously enough, but it was fun for a second. That was my three-on-three career.
Nice.
Papa Scans. Yeah, that's where I was going.
He brought up rhythmic gymnastics.
We talked about that. That was on the long list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think now that I saw a commercial where Cardi B did a rhythm gymnastics class and NBC sponsored it, I'm out. Should be on the list.
I mean, the only reason it's still a thing is because Will Ferrell did it. Otherwise, they would have gotten rid of it.
I know. Okay, so speaking of that, this is so good. Will Ferrell did that to Andre Botticelli's Time to Say Goodbye. The Italian floor exercise gymnast did hers to a techno version of Andre Botticelli's Time to Say Goodbye.
A little homage to old school, you think?
Yeah. Angel looked at me and goes, do they know any other song?
God. That movie was on last weekend. It's solid. It's really good. Highly recommend. If you haven't seen Old School, you should go and do that. Jay Pats fan didn't like us having diving. She did use the Rossman rule correctly, though, so thank you. And she put in sailing. And her reason was because who wants to watch sailing?
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
She brings up a good point. I commented, this is one of Jay Patchman's better takes, at least in a long time.
Yeah. I'd argue she's probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys ever watch the America's Cup besides the fact that it has a top 5 trophy?
It does have a top five trophy. It's legit.
But like, I would never watch
sailing. No, that sounds terrible.
No.
I'm about to have three kids. Like, I don't have time to watch people sail.
That's a good point.
I'm sailing.
I don't have time for a luxury hobby.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
What's worse? Is it sailing or like dressage in terms of the sport being just rich?
I don't know.
What's dressage?
That's the dancing horses thing.
Oh, dancing horses. Yeah. Got it. You got to speak to us plebs down here.
I
only know from the Colbert Report because Mitt Romney had a horse in dressage in like 2012.
So that is what the if anyone hasn't watched it, the Snoop Dogg Kevin Hart video of Snoop Dogg commentating dressage is top notch.
I'll have to check that out.
Thanks for the yawn. Thanks for staying awake on that one, Scott. Yeah.
You know, the podcast isn't video. You don't need to comment every time I do anything over here. Okay.
God damn.
Why? I'm wearing a Cubs shirt. My screen is blurred out. What else do you want to tell them?
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. You get some sun.
Yeah,
probably. I was up golfing all last weekend.
Oh yeah,
5 rounds. Oof.
All right, nice.
A lot of golf.
Oh, can we throw that on the worst list as well?
Olympic golfing. No, I'm good with that. I don't give a shit about Olympic golf. Didn't watch a second. Don't care.
It's called the Ryder Cup. That's what I watch. Yeah. Okay,
who cares?
Europe versus America. I don't think it's
the worst. It's not the worst. I mean,
it is though because. It's an individual sport. You're rooting for players. And then all of a sudden you're supposed to be like, oh yeah, that guy's from Italy. Cool. He won a medal for Italy. Like they don't give a shit. They're just playing another tournament.
Yeah. Yes.
Would you be
better if it was a team sport?
What?
Would you be better with it if it was a team event?
Yes. If they made it more like the Ryder Cup and did like match play and stuff. That would be better, yes.
Yeah.
Or how
they do like high school tournaments and college tournaments.
Yeah. Yes. That would make a lot of sense, actually. And you just add up the scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be.
Your description of an Italian golf player going, oh, he's from Italy, was the exact same as Wayne's World 2. Let's go to Rhode Island. Yeah. Rhode Island.
Awful lot of information for a security guard.
Back through Detroit. That's a podcast, right?
I think that's a podcast. Olympics are fine.
The best endings of any podcast. Just no boiling it down, just no, that's a podcast.
Just ending.
Yeah.
I think it would be better if we stopped trying to end it and we just cut it when it started to feel.
We're done off. Here.
Yeah. It just was like, here we go. It's not working. And Evan just clicked the button.
Yeah. Shut it down.
That's